Need to get your first AHL point, and then your first AHL goal.
I thought it was just a good team win. I mean, I'm just happy to be a part of, the learning process at the end of this year and kind of get a taste of pro. So it's been a great experience for me and get to know, the guys a little bit more just from being here, during the season as opposed to just at camp. So it's been exciting. It's been fun. It's been a good process for me so far.
Coach said the first two games he saw you making bigger and bigger strides, but now to have contributed on the score sheet must make an impact for you.
Yeah, I mean, I was put a little bit of thought into it before the game, and as long as I'm generating chances, I'm happy with my performance. You know, obviously you always want to score and you always want to have good numbers, but I know that when the shots are there and when I'm getting pucks to the net and as a line, I think we played well tonight. We were strong. And we generated, offense, and to be rewarded for it's good. You just want to keep playing the right way and be good defensively. And I thought, the second period there especially, we played a lot in their end and not a lot in ours, and that's what we want to do.
How did you transition? Because it was a 1-1 game, pretty tight, and then all of a sudden you guys broke it open in the third.
Yeah, I think, they're a good hockey team over there. And obviously in here, we're a younger group and we're kind of finding our identity, but I thought tonight, we played to the way we want to play, and that's, what happens when you play the right way is you break through eventually, you get teams tired, and we just kept putting pucks behind them and, playing, cycling in their end, and we got a few, we got some guys with high skill, so it was good to see our power play convert there, and it was all good.
You looked a little more comfortable out there today. It was your third or fourth AHL contest, and did that reflect on your ability to get your first AHL point?
Yeah, I think, the first two were pretty close together. I think they were back-to-back nights. And so I was just getting a feel for the process. And, now to have had a couple days to, get comfortable in Winnipeg and, kind of get into a rhythm and, get some practices and get some chemistry with my line mates going, it's been maybe an easier transition for me. But, then again, like I said, I think, I'm playing a different role than even I played in Windsor and, than I played in Barrie. I'm always, my game, I kind of have to adapt to whatever the coach is giving me. And I think, the way I'm playing right now is pretty close to the way I want to be playing. And I think I started to show, I conserve my energy a little bit better, but I was on pucks, I was, skating, and that's the way I want to play. I want to be hard to play against. So I thought I did that a little bit better than, in the first two games tonight and, got rewarded for it. So I was happy. And, it's pretty easy when you're playing with guys that can move the puck and make plays like my two line mates. So I was pretty excited about it.
What's the hardest part about going from junior to the AHL in a week?
I have always... My dad and, who's my agent, has always worked with me on playing a pro style of hockey in junior. And, I didn't always get rewarded for it. You could say in junior because a lot of the younger, smaller, skilled guys would play maybe more of a cheating game and would, their numbers would reflect that better. But the pro style, especially in the West and, in a big physical chipping division, I want to play that chippy style of game. It'd be hard to play against. And sometimes it suits pro hockey a little bit better, so I'm fortunate that I've always tried to play a pro style of game, and it made the transition a little bit easier maybe than most for me, but it's still definitely bigger, faster, stronger guys, so the transition's definitely not easy, but it's been maybe a bit easier for me than some other guys.
How much did the full camp with the Jets and getting in an exhibition game help your game this year?
I mean, I thought it was another step in the right direction. It was good for my learning process, but going back to junior was also a blessing. At the time it seemed like I was really disappointed and I wanted to stay and I thought I could have filled a role, but going back and developing a whole other side of my game, being on the half wall on the power play and shooting pucks and scoring a lot more goals from the outside of the ice, just not in front of the net, added stuff to my game that I didn't have before, and I'm really happy that I had the chance to go back and grow, and it makes me feel even more comfortable being here now.
The goal you scored today, a rebound in front of the net. Is that the kind of goal you expected to score at the NHL level when you do eventually make it there?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's my game. I'm a net front guy. Like I said, I've learned to play other positions, but that's not where I'm going to make my living. I know I'll make my living like my dad did in front of the net. And so I was excited. I figured I'd probably get one there, and that's the way it's the way it went. So I was excited about that.
And you've really rounded out your game. You play all levels, all every strike, power play, PK.
Yeah. I've I try to contribute as best I can all over the ice, knowing that that's the way I'm going to have success. So.